Welcome back, loyal listeners. I have very sad news today. This will be our very last podcast of two men in a shed, or two men in a camper, or two men in a bar, wherever the two men went. We had exciting, informational, exciting. And did I say exciting, George?
I think you just said
George the Lighthouse Smith. Our run of two men in a shed has came to an end. We are grounding this bitch, and we're going to break it down for scraps on a spinoff podcast that I'm going to do called Chris's Corner or Vulture Culture. I'm not exactly sure. But what's your feelings right now, George?
No, I don't really have any. The time has finally come to put two men in a shed. That's out of gate, isn't it? Not that there's anything wrong with that. But two men in a shed finally put it to bed. It's a dead brand. It's over. It's time to move on in life.
Yeah, you know? Sometimes you plateau, and it's time to move on, reinvent. Lessons learned, as the Marine Corps would say, what do we learn from this? And take those and apply some new TTPs, tactical something, I don't remember what it's called, and come up some new things to do. Well, I'm excited about the future. I think come about March, I want to get the whole setup going, and I would like to have you come on as a guest on my podcast every now and again.
I'll be on whenever you want me to.
I'm going to do a lot of different things. I plan to bring in, I want to talk men's health and men's relationship. And I ain't saying I'll make it totally man and sexist, but I think I like to talk relationships and love, men's style. We have a place in Jacksonville called Marigolds or some shit like that. I think I might have one of their stylists come in and talk about men's fashion. I want to go back to conspiracy theories. I want to talk about, UFOs and different things. I also want to talk about men's health because, George, we're getting old, man. When did this happen?
It does kind of sneak up on you, doesn't it? I've been feeling a lot better because, like I said, I changed my whole lifestyle around just like you have. I actually feel a lot better than I did a few years ago where I just felt like such a fat ass, tired and sluggish all the time and did nothing but drink every day. I feel a lot better now.
I'm feeling a little bit more youthful, There was a time, I hate to admit it, that I would wake up with no hard-ons. Now I'm starting to wake up with hard-ons again, I'm starting to feel, like my blood is starting to circulate a little bit better. I think a lot of times there, I was just eating a lot of cheese, and that turned my blood into, like, this bloody nacho cheese, and it was moving slowly through my veins. I got to do a major lifestyle change. We're not getting any younger, George. I was watching 1923. I don't know if you got into that show yet.
Not yet.
I'm not going to spoil anything here, but there's a moment where Harrison Ford is in a hotel with his wife, his character. He's looking in the mirror and shaving. And what's cool about 1923 is that, you got, the new inventions of like a dishwasher, refrigerator, electronic appliances that's making life a little bit easier.
In 1923?
In 1923.
They had dishwashers?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they had clothes washer.
I'm not talking about the women. I mean, they actually had real dishwashers.
Well, I mean a clothes washer, not a dishwasher. Clothes washer, the ringing clothes washers.
Gotcha.
And different things. And it's funny because, you got people who are stuck in the traditional way they do it on a ranch. Everything's done by hand and this, that, and other. And then they have this conversation with the salesman. It was very interesting. And then that conversation goes on to the hotel room about how the consumerism has made a need for razors, not only for men, but for women to shave their armpits and legs and, between their legs. But Harrison Ford's character is just sitting there shaving and he's just staring. She's like, what are you looking at? He's like, when did this happen? When did I become this old? And with my recent health things and things going on with me, it's just, there for a little while, you feel so indestructible, I guess you could say. You remember back in the Marine Corps, we could drink all night and wake up at 4, 5, 6 o'clock and go run.
Well, used to. Yeah. We used to drink all night and then get up we really never went to bed, and then at 3 o'clock go to work and do breakfast. So at the mess hall.
Yeah.
We had one guy actually fall in the deep fryer because he was so drunk.
Oh, wow.
When I say fall in, his arm did. He slipped and his arm went all the way in the deep fryer.
Did you change out the grease at least? No, it just kept on going, huh?
Well, he was lucky because they had just turned it on, so it wasn't hot. So
lucky him.
So he just had a bunch of grease on his arms.
But, I just, I find new wrinkles on my face every now and again. I'm like, what the fuck's happened here? Like, there's got to be a cream for this. Why doesn't Korean people look like they age at all? You know, like, they got great skincare over in Korea. I need
Someone told me the other day I should go get a facial. And you know, my mind went the opposite direction at first. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm really not into that. But, you know, then I realized what they were talking about. So, I don't know, something to look at. But I know I had to change some things anyway because, you know, I do have my little girl, and she likes to play. And, you know, she likes to run around. Now, we got this game we play outside. Don't get me, Daddy. Don't get me. And she starts running, and I got to chase her down. And then, of course, turns it around and says, I got you, Daddy. I got you. So I got to run. So then I realized, you know, I need to pick it up a pace here. So when I've been going to the gym, I've actually incorporated some running, which I haven't ran since I retired 7 years ago. But I've actually incorporated some running now into my gym time, trying to, you know, get that back up. You know, like I said, cut the smoking out. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I have a cigarette every now and again when I'm bored, you know, but I try every day. I get bored a lot around you. But I've cut all that out. Jim Beam, you know, off the table now. Now Bud Light Orange again, which I left a whole 12-pack at Walmart the other day. I walked out and totally forgot my 12-pack, and so I took that as a loss. But by the way, I was telling you earlier, I was at Walmart the other day in Washington here, and they had no bags, dude.
Yeah.
And I was wondering,
Walmart's starting to phase that shit out.
I was wondering if that was their plan or if it was due to this supply crisis from that idiot Buttigieg and Biden. But you're telling me that's their plan, is to phase out bags?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of Walmart's doing it. And so they're slowly marking them down. You know, they're slowly turning it off things. Kind of like Biden should do with this green plan, slowly turn it instead of doing it all at once. Man, but
hold on. Go back to this. This is bullshit because. You got the biggest department store in the world, and now not only do they make us check ourselves out, and we don't even get a break, but now we got to bring our own bags and shit. I mean, you know, this is ridiculous. People were so mad the other day. If it's something they plan on doing, how about letting people know? Phase it in.
Uh-huh. Well, here's a couple things I want to say about this. I was bagging my own groceries one day, and I bought a six-pack of Reds. Mm-hmm. And the clerk there goes, you need to put that in a bag. I'm like, what's already in its own container? He's like, well, you need to put it in a bag. And I didn't do it. And finally, he's like, sure, you need to do it. I was like, if you want it in a bag, then you put it in a bag. Now, I walked out, right? And I was using gift cards. And I thought it was a mic drop thing, right?
No.
My gift card didn't pay for the full amount. So here I am thinking I was talking shit. But like, if you put it in a bag, doing a mic drop. And the clerk had to run out to my car. And it's like, sir, your gift card didn't pay for all the groceries. You need to come back in and pay for the rest of it. I was like, motherfucker.
He got you.
Talking about a walk of shame right there. I had to face him face to face. He's like, but I still, part of me is like, I still got my six-pack out of the store without putting it in a bag. But
well, that leads me to another thing you're saying. Now, I've heard some stories where, where ever since they started this self-checkout, Walmart will go through, and when they do their inventory nightly, if something's like you're missing or something, what they do is they go look at the cameras at the self-checkout, and the last person that bought that item is the person that they claim stole it. Whether that person did or not, that's who they blame, and they will actually call the police and file charges. I've already read a few stories where people have taken a couple years to clear their name because Walmart's pulling this shit on them because they don't know who stole it, so they just look at the last person who bought the item and say they stole it, and they file charges on these people. Walmart's starting to be a shitty company.
Well, Walmart... You know, where we fucked up was convenience. Here, if you want your bags, everything, if you want a clerk to shop for you, they're not going to have a clerk on a cash register. Right. You know, if we were still shopping for each other, we might have more cash registers open. You know, but you're not the only person that's left something in the cart. There's been many times I bought toilet paper, paper towels, or even dog food and left it underneath the fucking bottom part of the cart and walked out. But here's the thing that people don't realize. The people just need to start doing a lot of research into this green stuff. So you get rid of all the bags, right? Yeah. You go to the bags that the reusable
right.
bags.
Right.
So when you measure it all out and the amount of energy and consumable products, the products that go into making those bags is about the same as all these other fucking plastic right. bags. Yeah. So are you really replacing plastic bags? They say it's an issue, you know, the turtles, the sea turtles, and this, that, and other, and they think they're jellyfish. But then you get the reusable bags that consume just as much material mm-hmm. resources to make as the other bags. So really, where's the win at right here?
There's no win. It's like we've talked about with the electric cars. I mean, I just read a story the other day where a brother and a sister rented a Tesla to go on a trip. They had to stop and charge the car six times a day because the cold air was dragging the battery down. It's not feasible, and to still charge it, you're still using the fossil fuels. So like we said before, this is not thought out process. This is stupidity. Mm-hmm. All that infrastructure money that Biden supposedly put out there, they haven't built one. They haven't built one charging station across the country, but a town in New Hampshire with, like, I don't know, less than 5,000 people, they did get a heated sidewalk, though. That cost $10
million. $10 million, yeah. I did see that. Yeah. I saw it on Jesse Waters, I believe. They went and interviewed everyone.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, we don't need that. Downtown's dying anyway.
I know, there's nobody there. There's no stores. But now the homeless people can have a nice sidewalk that's heated to sleep on.
But back to the bags, though. I just want to say one more thing here. A lot of times, people don't realize the amount of illness that comes with the bags. You get some chicken, it drips the chicken grease in there and the blood. People don't wash these bags. They just kind of put them back underneath the thing, and now fucking you got salmonella or whatever grows from the bacteria. And then they'll go buy fresh vegetables, probably don't wash them off or something, throw them in there, and here you are cross-contaminating all your food.
So if you
take into consideration the amount of water, the detergent, and everything it takes to wash these reusable bags, there's another compound issue that you're not really saving the environment a whole lot.
This is not about the environment. This is about Walmart doing for their stockholders is what this is about. And it's just like we've seen the past 2 years. They take stuff away from you, you get used to not having it. So then they're like, oh, just fuck it. We'll run with that. It's just like with the rising prices. These prices ain't never coming down. Now they see people who are paying the stuff. They're going to be like, well, we're just going to keep the prices the way they are. That's how these prices get high every time. Every time inflation comes, prices rise. They just keep them the same amount because they say, oh, people are going to pay it. So whatever, keep going. But you're perfectly right with that. But I still don't think it has anything to do with green. I'm sure Walmart will say that. But it's really their bottom line that they can save on buying all these bags. So
yeah, they don't give a fuck about the environment. No, they give a fuck about the environment. They want to ship all this shit from China over here. Fucking, you know, all the CO2 gas going up in it. I mean, well, how come it is that our normal households, we get punished and now they're starting to they want to regulate electricity, the amount of water we use in our households. But these fucking big companies, they can get as much as they want. They get their fill.
Well, they're trying to pass a thing now. I'm not sure if they have yet. And it might be starting out in California like everything else, but all new vehicles will have a kill switch. So when they think you've used too much energy, they can just shut your car down. I mean, what kind of country are we becoming here?
Well, in Europe, they're already doing this. Yep. I read up on this after I listened to it on I don't remember what podcast it was, but it's called a 15-minute city. Have you heard about this?
No.
So they're trying to build cities that whatever you need is in with 15 minutes. If you need to go to the hospital, grocery store, if you need to go to the convenience store, everything's within 15 minutes. Mm. And then they'll make a zone so you get tracked on your phone. So if you go outside your zone too many times or how many minutes or miles, you will get taxed and feed and fined. Jeez. So you had to stay within that 15-minute range.
This is getting ridiculous.
Right? It's all in the name of global warming. It's all about control.
It's all about control. It's because you notice all these ideas are coming from the left. No matter what country you're in, it's always the left. So it's all about control. It has nothing to do with the climate or anything like that. So, I mean, when I was in West Virginia not too long ago, it was 0 degrees. So don't tell me global warming. But see, they don't use global warming anymore. Now it's climate change.
Oh, climate change.
Because they had to justify how cold it got during the winters now. So now it's climate change because that warming shit wasn't working for their narrative. So. But anyway, I mean, it is Wednesday. We're actually in the same spot recording for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
And on our final one. And like I say, when we started this podcast 2 years ago, you know, it was supposed to be a podcast about nothing, and we were just going to talk about random things. What happened was 2020 was a shitty year all around. Everything was going to shit. You had a Chinese virus pop out. Politics got big time due to the Chinese virus and the upcoming election that they stole. Only people who are election deniers are the ones who think that was a fair election. But so we really got off track of what we ever set out to do to begin with, and we turned into political. Then we tried to tone that down. And, I mean, really, to answer your earlier question and all that, I really just think it just came down to it's a done brand. It's just time to move on now.
Yeah. I mean, you know. I think somewhat we lost our identity a little bit. Yeah. We got really mixed up in politics. And that turns people off.
It does.
You know, when I do a spinoff, I still want liberals to listen to my fucking podcast. Right. I think there'd be good things for it. I'm going to be a right-leaning, neutral type of podcast. But it's our last podcast, and God has given us the sadness, and it rained on us today. It's sad. It's a sad day, and God was crying tears for being the last day.
I kind of like a rainy day. Well, I don't mind it too much.
But he did it because it's our last podcast. So. Yes, yes.
But we did have a nice lunch today at a little diner called Vera's in Vanceboro, North Carolina, if you're ever passing through. It was pretty good.
It was pretty good. I wouldn't exactly call it delicious, but...
Well, I wouldn't call it the greatest thing in the world, but it was diner food in a small town, and really the price wasn't bad. $13 for two pieces of fried chicken. I had the macaroni salad, the deviled eggs, and cornbread, two pieces of cornbread, and a soda. I can't say that was bad. I mean, granted, it was more like baked chicken than fried chicken, but it was still good.
Right, air fryer chicken. Air fryer
might have
chicken.
Been. They just didn't leave it in long enough. But.
Well, I had the yams and coleslaw with my chicken fried steak, which with brown gravy. We both agree we prefer
white
gravy.
Yes.
And I had rolls of mine to sop up the brown gravy, which it did a fine job with it. Yeah. The rolls was not special. I think they were Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah, they're just rolls out of a bag.
Yeah.
But the cornbread was very tasty. It was sweet. It was very soft, moist. It was very good. My only drawback was they didn't have, like, traditional vegetables. I couldn't even get mashed potatoes and gravy, which I love having that with my fried chicken. And you couldn't get, like, green beans or even corn. There was no corn on the menu. It was all just off-the-wall shit.
There was no corn. There was okra. There was the potato salad, macaroni salad. There was your deviled eggs, which is fucking disgusting.
And like, something nuggets. Yeah. What kind of nuggets?
Corn nuggets. Corn nuggets. So there's the corn, but I don't...
I guess hush puppies, in reality, I guess those were...
I would say it's hush puppy batter with corn in
probably,
it.
Probably, maybe.
Yeah. And I'm not a fan of hush puppies.
I don't mind hush puppies, but I got some malt vinegar, and I'm sure they didn't have it at Vera's.
Well, so. I bet you they had malt vinegar. I mean, they didn't have blue cheese.
Yeah, you told me that everything, and then they didn't have blue cheese.
But, I mean, it seemed like they had fucking everything. We looked at the seafood menu. There was oysters. There was catfish, shrimp. There was
It makes me wonder how fresh all that is.
It was probably not. It was probably just in the deep freezer. It was right there in the next dining room.
Right.
I mean, when you went up to the counter looked so unorganized and just disarray and a mess.
But, I mean, I like little mom and pop places like that. That is where you usually get the best food. And like I said, this food wasn't the greatest in the world, but it was good. And like I said, for the price, I mean, I'm not complaining about it one bit. So,
no, they had the cafeteria specials. They had a hamburger steak. Which I would say is Salisbury steak. You argue that's different than Salisbury steak.
There's two different things, dude.
I think they're about the same.
No,
every time
not.
I look at Salisbury steak, it looks like a hamburger steak.
Well, it's not. Two different things.
But we disagree on a couple things. I like yams. You don't like yams.
Ugh, hate them.
I'm a yam. You don't like greens. I like collard greens. It's got to be made kind of good. Back home, my family, the Stricklands, my adopted family, they make fucking super duper collard greens. My friend out there, his name's Stacy, his sister Trisha makes these collard greens that probably would win blue ribbon at the state fair. They're fucking delicious. And so that's the standard of collard greens to me. I can't make collard greens like that, but they do something. I think they put a little bit of lemon in it, kind of brings out the freshness and tartness of, I want to say tartness, but the sweetness of collard greens. I don't know. For the longest time, I thought collard greens was just like grass that just people picked. Like, you know how like this that blossom of fucking grass that kind of looks like spinach?
Yeah.
I always thought that was fucking collard greens for the longest.
Oh, my goodness. But, I tell you, Missouri school system wasn't much, was it?
Well, you know, it's I think it's higher rated than West Virginia, though.
I know
you'd
have to get that in there.
But, I mean, it's hard to be, you know, Missourian.
Anyway, good lunch to kick off the final podcast here. I'm looking forward to your new one coming out. I think it'd be interesting. I'll be a listener, and like I said, I'll chime in time and again. And I just feel like I got other things I need to do and concentrate more on, and that's another reason why I'm calling it a day on here. So. But like I said, all collectively, I just think it's time to move on to something else.
Well, I think it's going to be a good thing here, you know. In the time from our last podcast to this podcast, I graduated. I am officially a fine arts degree, creative writer. And I have this whole plan that I've written down that, you know, I want to change. I'm going to leave Facebook kind of like, you know, my if I'm going to piss people off, it's going to be on Facebook. But I think I'm going to get a new a cyber image. I think I'm going to start an Instagram that's kind of just, you know, cooking and podcasting, writing, about authors, you know. If people try to get political with me, I'm going to ignore them and say, no, this is not the platform for it, you know.
It's a good choice.
I think I'm going to maybe dabble back into Twitter, try to get into the writer universe. There's a lot of writers out there on Twitter and make some networking. And then eventually spawn off and do like you and I said, just, you know, just get a camera, get a Foxtel microphone, and maybe do a YouTube thing, you know. But it's going to take a little while. It ain't like I have the cheddar to go out there and fucking spin it on, get it all up to date. So it's going to be a systematic.
Nice GoPro camera costs about $400 or $500.
Yeah, so that's the whole bigger plan of it all. It starts with step one. I'll probably start step one in March, sitting in my spare bedroom since the kids are all not really living there and using it. So, and just fucking take it from there. You know, sometimes I might just go on for 30 minutes, do like a Chris's rant, you know. But I wouldn't mind having, you know, reaching out to some old professors, like getting, you know, some philosophy conversation going on.
That one guy I met at your graduation, very nice guy.
Yeah, Dr. Bass, wouldn't mind having him on if he came on. So, I have a lot of different ideas, too, and I think it'd be a good way to, you know, if I do get into the writer-verse, you know, I could have fellow writers on talking about their pieces they've written and maybe help them out get known and get recognized. But no, I wouldn't mind have a couple of my liberal friends come on if I do a political podcast, just debate some issues. You know, the border, I think, would be a great conversational topic. I would love to bring in, you know, a couple of my Mexican friends who are actual first generation immigrants or second generation immigrants who have parents who have actually snuck across the border and became successful. I wouldn't mind getting those success stories out there, but also talking about, you know, how fair is it that people are sneaking across and getting thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, or they're just jamming up, you know, the homeless shelters, and, you know, we're not really prepared for, and different things like that. So,
yeah. Now you see, sanctuary states are taking illegals and sending them to other sanctuary states. Colorado just sent a busload over to New York City. So now the Democrats are turning on each other now because they're not liking Texas dumping these immigrants everywhere. So, but I mean illegal aliens. Let's put it that way. But anyway, no, it's good to leave politics behind. Like I said, we got so immersed in it. I was watching it 24/7, reading it 24/7, and it's just, hey, you look at the clusterfuck that they got going on today. They can't even elect a Speaker of the House. It's just the Republicans are going to fuck it up again, and the Democrats are going to end up having power or shared power. This is a joke. Republicans can't agree on anything. They can't even agree on what to buy for fucking lunch. But yet, like we talked about earlier, the Democrats are always on the same sheet of music.
Same sheet of music, even though they're sending immigrants back and forth.
It does, yeah.
They'll preach the same message.
Oh, yeah, they'll preach. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's good, bad, indifferent, or illegal, criminal, anything. They're always backing each other up and on the same sheet of music. And here the Republicans can't even elect a goddamn Speaker of the House. And now the Democrats can sneak in and they can either take back the speakership, or they're looking to get they're calling it a coalition government where they share power now. They share it and nobody's in control. But to do that, then the Democrats are going to pass all these new rules to where you can't subpoena Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, or anything like that. So once again,
they're still going to do it to protect themselves.
Yeah, once again, the Republicans are going to fuck everything up. So that kind of stuff right there is what's disgusted me, is why I got turned off politics after the midterm elections and after we saw them steal it from Donald Trump. I mean, Arizona, they stole it again in the midterms. I mean, it's just so blatant. It's just disgusting that you have those establishment people like Mitch McConnell and them who just keep saying everything was fair when you know damn good and well it fucking wasn't.
Well, Mitch McConnell, I think, is shaking hands with Biden right now for having millions of dollars sent to Kentucky. It just shows how corrupt it is, you know?
We're all corrupt, and I'm just disgusted with it, and I don't even want to talk about the stuff anymore. It's another reason why I don't want to do this podcast any longer. Because, like I said, we got so deep into it, I don't even read about it. I don't care what happens to this country anymore. I don't care what. Did you see that John Fetterman got sworn in today? He didn't even know where the fuck he was.
No.
He didn't know what he was going on.
You know, and it's a shame, too, because they played the game. They didn't get his health stuff out until after mail-in voting was going on. There's millions of votes already in for him.
And there's still fraud in that one, too.
But here's an interesting fact that you brought up. You said the Speaker of the House could be a non-elected person. I was like, there's no way. It's got to be.
Huh?
It's got to be. So we came back from lunch. We looked this up, and I'm going to read an article. Here's from NBC News. You would think they're somewhat already fact checked, but this one seems down the middle here when it talks about, you know, Speaker of the House. But the question comes up, says, where am I at here? Let me find the line here. But given the Constitution is silent on the matter, what if the House did elect an outsider to be Speaker? Someone affected by a law passed during the Congress that included a non-member Speaker could file a lawsuit, but probably effort by federal courts, especially Supreme Court, reluctant to wait in cases raised by such things. So in theory, what can happen here is that the third person, the third powerful person in our government could be a non-elected official.
Crazy.
Like, you could be George.
I could be House Speaker.
You could be the Speaker of the House.
If I could get 218 votes, I could be House Speaker.
And the Speaker of the House has a lot of power. I mean, they appoint, you know, members to certain committees. They set the agenda. You know, and whatever you set as priority, that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. I mean, if you become Speaker of the House, I think your first priority should be defund Ukraine.
Oh, definitely.
I think the second one should be, you know, how Biden gets funded by Ukraine.
Did you see when he was in front of Congress, mm-hmm. and they gave him $44 billion more? It's disgusting. The guy started out as a hero. Now he's nothing but a beggar, wants everybody to help him out. And really, I'm not going to say, I think what they're really doing is, I think a lot of that money is going in his and his wife's pocket. And I guarantee you, when all this is over and he leaves the country, he's going to be a rich man.
Well, he already is a rich man. He's going to be a richer man. He's going to be filthy rich. And it's a shame, too. I saw a video the other day. It showed, you know, we're giving all this money to Ukraine, but then you look at Nancy Pelosi's district, it doesn't number homeless encampments and drugs and you know, it just...
Oh, they're getting a lot of rain out there, and you know, a lot of people like to get biblical about things, and they're like, this is God finally washing away all the sins of San Francisco. You know? Yeah. All the feces off the sidewalks, all the needles, and just all the debauchery that's been going on out there now for years, thanks to liberal policies. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people say it's way overdue, and they're supposed to continue to get rain the rest of this week.
Well, I think it's going to take a little bit more rain. I think it's going to take a little bit of human intervention to fucking start cleaning the shit
up. Well,
and
that's the problem, Chris. I mean, we've seen it time and time. I know, obviously, there's fraud involved in Arizona. There was fraud involved in Pennsylvania. And if you want to go back to 2020, then there was also fraud in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia. But okay, obviously, New York is all Democrat, liberals. I don't feel sorry for those people anymore. They had a chance to make a change, and they didn't. I don't feel sorry for anybody in California anymore. You had a chance to make a change, and you didn't. So I don't care about any of these places anymore. I don't want to read about them anymore. I could care less what happens to any of these places.
Well, I tell you what, just same thing I always said. It's Californication. I drove around Jacksonville the other day, and I saw nothing but homeless people walking the streets. I mean, you can know who they are. They look like vagabonds. Mm-hmm. You know, they got their backpack. They're either pushing a cart. They're sitting on the corner. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, I saw a dude the other day just on his bike, just fucking, just riding in circles because he had nowhere to go.
Nowhere
you see
to
him
go.
At Walmart now. If Walmart wants to clean up their act, they get the fucking homeless people out of their store. You see them walking around all the time at Walmart because they have nowhere to go.
No.
You know,
yeah, it's ridiculous. But let's send more money because it's democracy. First of all, Ukraine's not even a democracy. The guy has shut down opposing political opponents. He shut down churches. He shut down TV stations that weren't championing his cause there. It's not a democracy. So that's just a bunch of horseshit. This is a way to launder money to politicians, including Republicans and Democrats, can make money off of fucking Ukraine. We've seen it for years, and it's continuing on. So,
I had a strange dream the other day, and I was in a Russian prison, and I was trying to break out, and I was trying to plead with the
Are you Brittany?
No, oh. Fuck no. I was pleading for him to let me go, and they told me, shut up, because I'm trying to put another president in place. So, and then I woke up. I mean, I've been having a lot of strange dreams lately. Did you see that Bills guy fucking just fall out on the field?
I read about that.
Yeah, he did that hit, and everyone thought it was brain injury, this, that, and other. He just raised up, and he like looked like he was getting crucified. Yeah. His arms go out, and he just fell out.
It was a cardiac arrhythmia or something.
Yeah,
like that.
He had a cardiac arrest, and he's still in the hospital, that, and other. Well, this has led to another conversation that people are starting to have. No one's really talking about
it. I know where you're going with this.
It's slightly sliding under the news. But there has been a rise in heart attacks.
I just asked myself this driving down the road yesterday, why all of a sudden, after vaccines, are all these people all of a sudden having mm-hmm. heart attacks every sporting event? A college football player died not too long ago. I think a high school football player died not too long ago. So, yeah, it's happening way out. And you're right. They're not talking about it. They're not covering it because it goes against the narrative of get the vaccine, get the vaccine. And yep. a lot of people who have gotten the vaccine have a lot of problems now.
They're starting to have a lot of problems. A lot of health issues are starting to show up. And one of the main ones here are heart attacks. And
blood
people are
clots,
starting.
Yeah.
People are starting to connect the vaccine mm-hmm. with the heart attacks because there wasn't a rise, and everyone was saying, well, what's the common factor? Sort of like cigarette smoking. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day, doctor said, you got a sore throat, smoke a cigarette. You got a cough, smoke a cigarette. You got a headache, smoke a cigarette. And then a massive amount of people started dying. They opened them up and said, you know, what's the common factor here? It's smoking. Guess what the common factor here is?
They all had vaccines.
And
most of them, I would venture to say, were forced to get the vaccine, or they wouldn't play football, or they couldn't do this, or they couldn't do that.
Well, a lot of people were losing their jobs. We were blessed that we didn't have a job.
Right.
You know?
Now they reversed that in the Marine Corps, too, that they're not forcing it anymore, but the people and Republicans were against this, too. All those people that got kicked out, they're not letting them back in.
Well, so. I've read somewhere there they might get, like, peanuts for compensation. That they can file a claim and get a little bit of compensation for it. But, I mean, it's nothing.
One Republican's excuse for voting against the letting them back in the military was, well, they had an order to follow and they didn't follow it. Now, me and you talked about this like 2 years ago where, you know, when they first started forcing it onto the military. And we were like, well, you have to follow orders and all that. But at the same time, I think we also pointed out these vaccines are not really proven. You know, it's not mm-hmm. really something that you probably should be forcing on mm-hmm. everybody. So, yeah, we were lucky that we weren't there at that time and didn't have to deal with that.
I mean, it was a shitty decision people had to make. Livelihood of their families, looters and all, or get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were forced. It was tyranny, yeah. You know. Like, here, you lose your job or you're not fucking getting.
Disgusting.
And it all comes back to the fucking. The corruptness of the government. Here, if you want to get PPP money, if you want to get this type of COVID money, your employees need to get fucking vaccinated. Moderna and Pfizer, mm-hmm. no telling how much millions of dollars they paid fucking Slouchy.
No.
You know?
Every day I still see the commercial on the TV here, local channels, get the vaccine. It's all at Pfizer all the time. Pfizer's making money left and right.
I would say probably one of the most influential companies in the past 2 years. In government politics, think about all the laws that got changed and all the fucking things they pushed. Their lobbyists were working overtime, mm-hmm. you know, and they won. Pfizer won. You want to know who the biggest elector in American politics is? It's the fucking pharmaceutical companies. It wasn't the people. For the people, by the people, it's for the pharmaceuticals.
It's always pharmaceuticals. That's why they never do anything about it. Now, Biden's running around trying to, look at me, I'm capping insulin for $30. What he's not telling the people is Trump did it for everybody. Biden took that away, and Biden's only capping it for seniors on Medicare.
Yeah,
that's it. But they're not telling that part. It's just look what I did with insulin. He's lying again. It's what they call it, lying by omission. Telling the whole story.
Once again, it's one of those things that Biden took off the papers mm-hmm. and changed for himself when Trump already had it figured out.
Exactly.
He already had the problem fucking solved.
Yeah, a cap for everybody.
Yeah, but no, I can't fuck. I fucking hate Biden. I can't wait till, you know, 2024, and hopefully. DeSantis wins and starts straightening some of this shit out.
Yeah, I'm tired of people willingly overlooking the facts just to say how great he is, or just being that fucking stupid drinking the Kool-Aid. It makes me sick. Either way, you're an idiot, and it makes me sick.
Here's the thing I don't get about fucking people is that I sit there and just say, just take all the politics away and just look at your bank account. Just look at your 401k. Where did you have it better at? Was it under Trump or was it under Biden? And they always say this. Well, I'll sacrifice a little bit for me for the greater good. I'm like, fuck
for
the greater good.
What greater good?
Fuck
I haven't
the greater
seen any greater good.
Good. Like, you're taking my money away for what? So you can fucking fill your pockets and send it to Ukraine?
I've seen 2 years of nothing but shitty stuff. I mean, this country is going to hell in a handbasket quicker than any time I've ever seen in my lifetime. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like I said, we thought Obama was bad.
Oh, and we're in a recession. The big banks, the big central banks are saying 2023 is going to be bad. We're going to hit a fucking bottom. So,
I mean,
you better buy some beans and rice.
Yeah, I mean, when I was at your house the other day, what was that, chuck roast you had, pot roast, whatever mm-hmm. it was? It was $26 for how many pounds?
2 pounds.
That's
corned beef.
Ridiculous.
I got corned beef brisket.
Yeah, okay.
It's 23 pounds if we're going to be factual here. But fuck, after I buy the potatoes and lettuce or cabbage, it was $26 almost.
That 12 pack of Bud Light Orange that I bought the other day and left at Walmart for the employees to enjoy. That was like $14-15. That used to be like $12.
Well, you're doing good. I drink Reds, and that's almost $20 a 12 pack. So yeah, you're doing good, dude. You keep drinking. Be a cheap date, all right?
I am. I mean, it's cheaper than Jim Beam, and and really, I could drink Bud Light. It's like a 4% alcohol. I could drink it most of the day, and you don't feel anything from it. So it's just, and I'm not a big beer drinker anyway. So a 12 pack of that lasts me a week. So
yeah, but I think it's going to take a little while, but I think it's going to take the medical experts to finally sit there and say, you know what, we need to start linking these heart attacks to this fucking this COVID.
But
COVID
they won't because that's going to cut into the money Pfizer's making. Plus, that's going to go against everything Slouchy said. So I mean, he finally retired. December 31st was his last day. He's finally gone from the national nightmare that he's caused ever since the AIDS epidemic.
Well, you'll probably write a book and go on a book tour, of course. We haven't heard from him.
Oh, no, we haven't heard the last of him. You know? Plus, if the Republicans ever unfuck themselves and elect a speaker and start all their little hearings, which won't mean shit, we'll see him again in those where he can just lie in front of Congress again and nothing happens to him. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm tired of this, too. Like, I want to elect some politicians that actually say, you know what, you're fired. Mm-hmm. You know what, you're fired. You know,
I want to see some of them actually held responsible for not only lying to Congress, but for lying for years to the American people. Meanwhile, they're treating these January 6 people like the worst criminals of all time. They've been in jail for over 2 years, still waiting on trials and all that. And I just read a story the other day where for some reason the guards are beating the shit out of them on a regular basis. Like all these guards, is everybody just a liberal fuck nowadays?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't get it. How did they infiltrate everything? I've asked this question for 2 years now.
I don't get it. And if you even bring up that you're a Republican, like there was times in my classrooms, I was just like, man, they find out I'm a Republican, they're going to change my grades, which I actually think that happened in one of my classes. you know, at my ceremony, you know, it's a left winger. There was
that's a guest speaker.
Yeah, the guest speaker. Mm-hmm. Who's Cooper's fucking advisor out here?
He was advisor to Cooper.
But I tell you what, he kept it kind of middle line. He didn't go lefty on it and everything. His speech was kind of okay. It wasn't all that great, but
droned on. But you know,
it wasn't all that great. But he didn't go on forever. It was 15 minutes. He got in, got out, and called it a day. But you know, I'm just. Where are the Republicans? Like, it just makes no sense. I tell you where we lost our way is Republicans used to stand for something. They used to stand for, you know, like physical responsibility. I can't distinguish physical responsibility from a fucking leftist or anything.
Not anymore. But just recently, they still claim they did. But as you see, Mitch McConnell's out glad-handing with Biden today. Look at this great infrastructure plan. Mitch McConnell's a big piece of shit, too, and he needs to go.
So, but I think give it about 4 more years. I think when there's kind of a upturning, you know, Fauci's kind of out of sight, the pandemic would be almost 7 years in the rearview mirror. I think a lot of health issues are going to start get connected to the vaccine, and they're going to start saying, "Well, you know what?
Oh, it will. It will.
We were wrong about this." And once again, 2 minutes of shit, we say, well, look, we were fucking right. You know, they're pushing shit out too fast.
They've been saying it forever. You know, and even though they destroyed many lives, livelihoods, and all for because they wanted power and to make money, because I'm sure that some of them were getting kickbacks from the old Pfizer company and the other ones too. So, yeah, I mean, it's just going to be like everything else where they had tyranny and wanted total power. And then years later, they come out and go, oh, yeah, we made a mistake on it. We probably could have done better on that. But then nobody's ever held accountable. There's nobody gets paid anything. I mean, we want to give reparations for stupid shit, but when you destroy people's lives, you don't want to fix that? You don't want to give any reparations for that?
Mm-hmm.
No. So it's horseshit. Mm-hmm. This whole country's nothing but a shithole now. Once again, I'm not proud to say I'm from this country, just like I wasn't for 8 years under Dumbass. And once again, it's even worse now. It's worse than I ever could imagine under Obama.
Yeah, I was thinking about that driving up here. I would just say I'm still a patriot.
I'm still a patriot, but it's not like during the Trump years where you're actually proud to say, yeah, USA, USA. Now it's just like we're a fucking joke again. We're a joke.
Yeah, but I think we're going. The ship's going to turn. This happens all the time. So you take for Christmas, I got this Unusual Facts type of book, and what were they talking about? It was in the 20s, and it led all the way up to, like, the 50s. It was kind of the same thing. We're like, history is kind of repeating itself. We're like, where we fell down on ourselves. And then there's one, there was a massive migration to the United States during that time. And then we just kind of turned it around. We got powerful again. We got good again, and I just think it's going to turn back around.
Well, I think the only thing that's going to make it turn around is if Republicans get their head out of their asses and admit that there's election fraud and do something about it instead of just turning around and trying to say everybody's wrong. There's no conspiracies here. There's nothing going on when it's so freaking obvious.
Well, what Republicans is losing is the fucking small towns, the people who the election officials that run elections, there's no Republicans in, they're all liberals. We need to regain those places. You need to get back into local elections and vote, you know, Republicans into these local places and start doing local shit. That's where the Democrats are winning. So, but yeah, I think there's going to be a lot more heart issues coming out of this vaccine. I know people who've been boosted 5 times, they're still getting COVID. Still getting COVID. Like, how is this fucking possible?
Idiots.
It goes back. It should be the COVID shot, not the COVID vaccine, because vaccines eradicate.
Exactly.
Fucking.
We've been saying that for 2 years.
Things. But do you know another thing that's been chapping my hide? I don't want to bitch too much, but I'm tired of fucking common courtesy being an uncommon virtue in this country. Or, you know, I'm tired of fucking rude people. Just the other day, I was at Speedway, not Speedway, but the Wizmart by my house. I my tire was almost flat. I was on 8 PSI, so I had to get it fucking inflated.
Damn.
I know.
Probably you weren't riding on the rim.
Yeah, it's probably, I probably got a slow leak. I'd probably need to take a Cylance to get it fixed. But there was a lady sitting there smoking her cigarette, and I asked her, I was like, hey, can, she's sitting there, had her feet out the door, her fucking passenger side door open, and I just couldn't get into the spot to get my air. I was like, hey, do you mind? She's like, well, I'm smoking a cigarette. I'm like, well, can you smoke it over here? And she just refused to. Just taking up the whole spot. So what I did, I just backed my car up as far as I could, get close to her door, just in knees. And she's like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, look, I'm putting air in my tire. I'm going to put air in my tire. You shut the door, move, and let me do this. And her fucking father said something. I almost flipped the switch, like he would say, George. But I kept my cool. I fucking pumped my fucking my air. The cord kind of went close to her feet. She kicked the cord, which made my hand kind of come off. I was like, I should just turn around, smack her with the metal part.
She actually kicked the cord?
Well, she kicked the cord because it's touching her feet. You know, maybe I purposely dragged it over, you know, that way, but...
What a bitch.
You know, just rude-ass people, you know? I hate... Once again, one of my bigger gripes is the lotto people. I fucking hate lotto people.
I hate them motherfuckers.
You know, I hate people when you're at the grocery store. They're walking slow as fuck in the middle of the aisle.
Every day, Walmart, all the time.
Like,
yeah.
Just move over to one. Like, yeah. Like treat it as your traffic. Like, yeah. You know, if yeah. You're moving slow, move it over, yeah. You know? You know, things, when I'm looking at the aisle, sometimes I'll move my cart down because other people want to get by, and there's like that.
I always
have
mine to the side.
Yeah, just simple shit like that.
I know, it's always amazed me how I'm considered the asshole, but yeah, I'm a courteous motherfucker. I hate those people, like you just said, that have to put their carts right in the middle of the aisle, like they're the only ones there, you know? No self-awareness, no situation awareness. Act like they're the only ones there. It pisses me off.
You know, I hate... Dude, I hate motherfuckers that don't return their carts after we did that. You know, it's maybe our last one, but we talked about return your fucking cart.
It tells people whether you're an asshole or not.
Yeah, the other day, the handicap spot had 2 fucking carts in it. You know, I'm like, these motherfuckers. Now, a part of me goes, well, I could be a nice guy and move these carts and do the right thing.
It's getting old.
But you know what? The store has employees that should be doing this shit. You know, why should I do that?
It's like I told somebody the other day, or just not too long ago, like a week or two ago, I was like, why do I always have to be the bigger person? I'm tired of being the bigger person all the time. Sometimes I want to be that asshole who just doesn't give a fuck either.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm tired of being the bigger person. So, you know, and speaking of flipping the switch, I was at Dollar General in West Virginia. Pulled in. I was going to go in and grab something. Once again, everybody knows I hate Dollar General. But once again, I'll say it's supposedly convenient because they're like every block. But once you get in there, you realize you made a mistake. So I pull in the parking lot. I see this guy in a big truck, big Ford truck, getting ready back out. And I thought, well, maybe I should just sit here and wait because something told me he was an idiot. And then, of course, when he got out of his truck, he took all doubt out of my mind there because he was wearing a mask. But then I thought, well, surely he's going to see me, and so I'll just zip by him here, and I'll pull in his parking spot. As soon as I got all the way past him, right there at my tail end of the truck, he went ahead and backed out. Even after I honked the horn, he backed out, and he hit my fucking truck. Dude, you want to talk about a switch flipped? I jumped out of the truck, and I just started, I said, what the fuck is your fucking problem? And here comes this guy. He gets out of the truck, and he walks around. Like I said, he had a mask on. And then I knew he was a fucking idiot. And I just looked, I said, what the fuck's your deal, dude? I was fucking hot. I was fucking pissed off. And then, you know what he says to me? He goes, first he said, I'm sorry, sir. And then he pulled the old, my wife's very sick. And then, Chris, I don't know why people are pulling this, but this is like the second guy who's pulled this on me about his wife being very sick. And I just looked at him and I said, that's not my fucking problem, sir. You just hit my fucking truck. And he's like, well, I'm very sorry. You want my insurance and all that? I said, I don't want shit from you. What I want you to do is look in your goddamn mirror the next time you fucking back up, you fucking idiot, and get the fuck out of here. And then I got back in my truck, and I pulled in the parking spot and went in Dollar General, and they didn't even have what the fuck I went there looking for.
What is his wife being sick have to do with
anything?
That's
what I said. That's not my fucking issue.
Like,
does that make you hit my truck?
Like, does that give you sympathy? Like, don't be mad at me. My wife's sick. I hit your truck, but my wife is sick, so that excuses you? Makes you innocent?
We all got our problems.
It is fucking stupid.
We all got our problems. We all got our crosses to bear. I don't need to hear about yours.
It's fucking stupid. You know, here's the thing with Dollar General, man. It started at the big table. It started at the corporate big table where they go, you know, we need a stock and cash people out. You know what? People don't give a fuck how messy our store is. They just want to be fucking cashed out. They just want someone at the cash register. So we'll make that person do it all.
They're not even there half the time.
And they
can't
even fucking do it. They got the self-checkout now, Dollar General. It's non-cash. It's card only.
This is how dumb people are, too. I went to a Dollar General one day. I took my little girl to this Dollar General, and that's a mistake because as soon as she sees Dollar General, she starts saying, toys, toys. So anyway, and there's a big display of toys. So, of course, Daddy, toys. I was like, all right, you can get one. Well, she gets this little sly look on her on her face there and kind of gives me the sideward glance, and she takes one toy and puts it in the buggy and then reaches for another one, puts it in the buggy. I said, all right, two. She got another one. I said, okay, eating three. One more. I said, that's enough. That's enough. But she ended up getting four toys that day.
She worked you.
She's very sly. Yeah.
She worked you.
Yeah, yeah. She's got me. She's got me
she
going.
She fucking plays you like a toy.
Yeah, she does. That's what my wife says. Yeah, that's what she says. But anyway, we got our stuff, you know, and it's funny because I went there basically to get her mac and cheese because she likes mac and cheese, and I ran out. Well, I didn't see the normal Velveeta mac and cheese I get, so I picked up the Cheetos.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got the regular Cheetos, and they got the hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
Picked up the regular Cheetos mac and cheese, and I put it in the bag, and she went, no, Daddy, hot. I went, no, that's not the hot stuff. She went, no, Daddy, hot. She reaches in the buggy, takes it out of the buggy, puts it back on the shelf, says, no, Daddy. I was like, okay. And then I looked up and I saw the Velveeta. I said, all right, good to go. Shoot. So then she was like, yeah, daddy. So anyway, we were good. Anyway, we get in line behind some old lady. And she uses the Dollar General app. I get it. People want to save money. Yeah. You know, they want to get their little coupons.
You're all about the app, so you can't bitch about people who have the app.
I'm not busy. But she got all her little coupons on there, you know. So I guess when they scanned her shit, whatever, all the coupons went on the computer there and deleted all her stuff, blah, 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 blah. After she was done and had this big-ass long receipt, she wanted to go through each coupon to make sure it was taken off. And she just held the whole line up. And I would have used the self-checkout, but somebody had already gone over and scanned something and then apparently just changed their mind and walked away.
Oh, geez.
And I don't know how to reset the damn thing, you know? I don't work there.
Yeah.
So I couldn't use that. Then I see a lady behind me. She looks over at the other cash register where nobody's at, and she thinks that's a self-checkout. And, dude, this is how dumb people are. She's over there at the regular cash register, which nobody's at, and she's sitting there trying to scan her stuff and going, how's this work? And I just looked at her and I went, that's not a self-checkout. That's a regular, you know, cash register. She went, oh. And this one I'm thinking, Dollar General attracts the dumbest people. Not only to work there, but to shop there.
Yeah.
I'm the exception. But so then when this old lady's finally done, you know, I got a little three-year-old running around. I mean, she was actually good. She wasn't causing too much issues, you know, but you want to keep an eye on her and you're trying to see what's going on. And then the lady finally gets done. And I guess you can always tell by a look on someone's face. I guess mine, I don't really hide it too well. But when the lady's done, she finally says, I'm sorry for holding you up and making you mad. And the way she said it, she was actually, I guess, expecting me to say it's okay, you know, whatever. I didn't say it's okay. Yeah. I just looked at her and said, what the fuck ever. And you should have seen the look on her face. And I was like, I was, you know, fuck her. I wasn't absolving her of being a bitch and holding everybody up. Even though I understand she wanted her coupons, but her receipt had all of it on there that her coupons were on there.
But yeah. She wanted to hold the line. Could have set to the side and went through it and then reengaged.
But she wanted to have the cashier go all the way through it on his computer. And you could tell he was getting irritated too. But he was professional about it. But yeah, she wanted me to absolve her for being a dumbass. And I couldn't do it, Chris. I'm tired of absolving people for being assholes.
Well, once again, it goes back to the big table at Dollar General, which I think it's a subsidiary of a bigger, larger company. But, you know, they said, you know, how can we increase our bottom line and make ourselves more money? Well, less employees.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know? That's it. You know, they also own Dollar Tree.
They own Dollar Tree also,
they own Dollar Tree.
It's probably a fucking train wreck up in there, too. The Dollar General I go to by my house is a fucking train wreck. I went looking for Q-tips one time. You would think it'd be like in the health products.
Wait, hold on. Let me rephrase that. I believe Family Dollar owns Dollar Tree. So that's one other reason why it's fucked up. But go ahead.
Well, so I went looking for Q-tips. I looked up and down the fucking healthcare, you know, it's self-care.
We talking about this.
You know, the fucking Q-tips was on an end cap on a... like house decorations. That's where the Q-tips were. And here's the thing I think about Dollar General. I think Dollar General is so fucked up. The employees just put shit on the shelves where it doesn't exactly belong. You know? Here's the thing that doesn't work. You know how you open up the... they got parts of Dollar General like the underarm deodorant. And here's the thing. Laundry detergent. Where it goes, bang, 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 bang. You pick it up. You know that sound? Fucking, here's what people been doing. You know, like, you like the pods. I see you wash laundry with pods. I like the detergent. But people will
I think the pods are easier to travel since I travel to do my laundry. Yeah.
Well, okay. So be it. You know, you just grab the container by the handle and just grab the packet by the top of it.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe what I just said is bullshit. But I usually toss the bag in the laundry bag and just take it all in one shot. And then I don't have to carry two things.
Well, I think you could do that with a jug.
You're right. Everything I said is bullshit.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Yeah, I mean.
I like the pods.
Yeah, okay. You like the pods. Just that. Don't try to justify it, you know?
You're right.
You know? Just
absolve me. Absolve me, Chris.
That's how you, what you want, that's what you want. I, who knows? You might eat them sometimes. Who knows? Fucking, but people nowadays will open it and pretend like they're taking it out and then open it up and put all the pods in their purse and then put the container back.
Really?
Yeah. So you go back there. So if you start buying pods, I know you buy them out of bag, but if you buy them out of container, you need to open it up.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, you can probably feel from the weight that they're not in there, but you might not get a full container, too. It might be ripped open, and there's a lot of pods missing. So this is what people have been doing.
I ain't heard that one.
Yeah.
Ain't that some shit? People will always try everything, don't they? And sometimes you're like, you know, can I blame a fucker when the pods are like fucking 20 fucking bucks?
No.
You know, can I blame the person for being a thief in Biden's economy? You know, it's kind of like giver. I hate thieves, but at the same time, they make it hard on everybody.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the shit could be a lot cheaper, you know. I mean, every time I buy a fucking stack of wood, I always buy one, get two free. So, you know, it's the same thing what I do at Lowe's with moss. If I buy fucking moss or that shit, the wood chips, you know, I buy two, get one free, usually there.
Well, see, it goes back to what you mentioned something earlier at the beginning of this podcast and where, you know, you would leave shit in their buggy and all that. I one time went through Target and I had three 12-packs of soda there, you know, back in the day, about 10 years ago or so. And, you know, it was buy three. I think that was back when it was buy three for $10 or $9 or something. Now it's, what, 11, 12, something like that.
Yeah, it's expensive, dude.
But, and I forgot to pay for them because I forgot they were on the bottom of the cart. And the lady, they didn't look. So I got out to the car. I started looking in the car, and I noticed them. Well, this is back, you know, when I was like, well, I'm a real nice guy. I'm still a nice guy. But I went back in and said, hey, I didn't pay for these. Now I ask myself today, would I do it today? Fuck no, I wouldn't. I'd be like,
not at all.
They're robbing me anyway. Fuck them. I just finally got over on them. Fuck them. Yeah. So, yeah, today George would not go back in that store. I would just put the shit in my car.
Yeah. Tough titty.
Yep.
Fuck it. You know? Fuck it. That's where I'm at, dude. I am a closet criminal, I guess you could say. Like,
let me interject one more. I got a free car seat. Me and my ex-wife, we got a free car seat at Walmart. I'm pretty sure it was Walmart. Yeah, it was a lady training another lady. And, you know, the one training really thought she knew everything. Well, she knew so much that she fucked it up and we ended up getting a free car seat, which I think was like $250 or something. I could be wrong on the price, but But yeah, we got outside and I remember my ex-wife was like, I don't think she charges for the car seat. I don't think so either. We kept going. We didn't go back.
Oh, well.
Didn't go back.
Oh, well. The bank errs in your favor. There's a spot on the Monopoly board for that. There's a card you can draw, I think, for community chess. It said bank errs in your favor.
Now, I remember my ex-mother-in-law. She thought it was wrong that we did that. But no, we had no problems with it, and we slept very well that night. So.
You know, I blame Monopoly. I grew up playing that game. I played every now and again with my kids. Sometimes I played it on a video game. And, you know, in Monopoly, the bank errs in your favor, $200. You keep that $200. Exactly. So you just keep on fucking rolling, you know? Fuck them, dude. I'm telling you, if there's no supervision there, I will fucking... When I check out, sometimes, I'll steal a fruit or two.
Oh, when you do the self-checkout?
Yeah, I'll steal a fruit or two. You know, I learned this, too, from couples that came in with crying babies where they'll go to the fruit banana and just open up a banana and give it to their kid. And they'll shop, and the kid will eat the banana, and they'll just take that peel and fucking throw it into the bathroom's trash and keep on moving, you know? Like, fuck it, you know?
Yeah.
What stops you from going to the fucking soda thing and grabbing a Sprite, walking around fucking drinking a Sprite, and then go to the bathroom and throwing it fucking away? It ain't like the camera's fucking tracking you. Uh-oh, there's a criminal for Sprite right there and tracks you the whole fucking time. You know? Fuck it. It's little things like that you can get by with. Fuck it, dude.
I agree in today's world now. I mean, like I said, you know, I'm not going back in that store anymore. So.
In a world that lets fucking, you know... what is it? Fucking convict felons out of jail, no bail. They really gonna arrest me for fucking drinking a Sprite in a store?
Yeah, they will. You'll be the one that gets fucked over.
Fuck that, dude.
Like I said, Walmart every night. If they're short, they look at the last person that bought that item, and that's who stole it. Yep.
Well, I didn't buy that item. I just opened it up in the store and drank it.
Just saying that's so someone bought that and is in jail now because you drank a free Fanta walking
tough.
Around.
I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know him.
Oh, the world has gone to shit.
I don't fucking know him. But, I mean, they make it easy, though, man. I remember when you were younger, there was lots of clerks. Like, you were afraid to fucking steal, put something in your hand, because it felt like there was a clerk in every aisle fucking stalking and doing this, that, and other.
When I was a kid, I learned not to steal real quick because I shoplifted at a mall, the brand new mall. I shopped it at a Sears. They had just opened this mall, and I'm walking around. I think I'm 10 years old. It's 1983, and I'm stealing little matchbox cars, you know? Had a whole system.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't want to incriminate anybody else, so I won't, but had a whole system going on. Had a big ski jacket with a rip in on the inside, uh-huh. And you could just fill up the inside lining with a car.
Keep them in the box and still shove them in there, or you take them out of the box?
I want to say we might have taken them out. I don't really remember. But, I got caught. You know, the new technology at the mall was a bitch, and they tracked me. They followed me around the store. I noticed some guy was following me around. Next thing I know, I'm walking out of the store, and he's like, hey, come here. He got my ass. I was lucky I was with my older sister. They had to page her in the mall, and, of course, she was embarrassed, and she was with her friends and all that. So that's when George learned never to steal ever again. And I didn't get, you know, they let me go, but, of course, they took the cars back. But it's funny, though, because I used to have a shitload of matchbox cars, and nobody ever asked, hey, where'd you get all these cars? Nobody ever asked.
That's funny. That's funny.
But that's after 10 years old, I never stole anything ever again in my life. So,
no, like I said, I buy bundles of wood, I get one bike, get two free.
Oh, hey, if I'm walking out of Target with sodas anymore, I'm not going back in. Let's say that. So, yeah.
Gas station mulch. Or I remember when I had my house out in Hubert, I bought that gas station mulch. I'm buying two, get one. You know, fuck it. There ain't no one out there saying, ain't no one out there counting, you know?
Right.
Fucking, I mean, I have a similar run-in. I mean, I'll trade stories with you here. Back where I grew up at, you know, everything's Mark Twain, so we got the Huck Finn Shopping Center. And at the end of it, there used to be a pharmacy. You know that Brock's Candy had, you know, just had a variety of candies,
right,
chocolates.
Right, the ribbons and all that shit.
But it was kind of integrity. Like, you drop your money in and you take it. So what we would do is we would kind of tap the bottom of the coin thing, try to simulate the sound of money getting dropped in, and then we would just fill our pockets up with candy. And we kind of kept that. We did it too many times. That's what we did. And finally, the lady fucking caught us one time, and she shook us down right there on the sidewalk.
Went to the well too often, huh?
Yeah. And the thing is, at the time, you know, Huck Finn Shopping Center was kind of a popular place. You know, it's kind of outdoor mall-y. Now it's dead because Walmart moved in. But yeah, we got embarrassed right there on the sidewalk. I was like, fuck this. I'm never going to do it again. She didn't call the cops or anything because she knows candy, but she scared the fuck out of us.
As I say, I learned real quickly. You know, I was I mean, Kmart, shit. I robbed them blind with Matchbox cars. Fucking Murphy's Mart, Ames Department Store, Hills Department Store. They opened that new mall up, though. They fucking nailed me the first time.
Dude, I love Hot Wheel cars. I still sometimes buy a Hot Wheel car every now and again. Me and my kids used to build tracks for days just looping around the house. And some Matchbox cars are collectibles. I don't know if you still have them, but, man.
I gave all that stuff away to my nephews and stuff a long time ago.
But, no, I mean.
I used to have so many of those wrestling figures. Everybody called them dolls. Well, they were figures, but anyway.
Yeah, action figures.
Yeah, I gave them all to my nephew back when he was like 3 years old or something.
But, no, I've never been much of a thief just because I don't like being stolen from.
No, I don't like thieves. Like I said, when you're 10 years old and you're stealing Matchbox cars, you're not really thinking of the bigger picture of the world and I'm a thief and all that. You're just thinking, I got some cool cars I'm going to go home and play with.
Yeah. Remember when adults would lie to you and be like, if you get caught now, it's going to be on your permanent record and you're never going to get a job. It's going to be on your permanent record. When you apply for college or the military, they're going to see you stole Matchbox cars. Doom, doom, doom. You're not going to be anything in this life. Yeah.
Yep. But like I said, ever since 10, I've been on the straight and narrow with that shit.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, dude. I'm not brave enough to do a smash and grab.
Fuck no.
You know, I'm not brave enough to do that. But I am brave enough to buy those products after they fucking do it.
Nobody from California, anybody still sends you them shoes or anything?
Well, you know, I get chains, I get necklaces and jewelry. You know? So if anyone out there wants some jewelry, I got it. I can slightly sell it to you above wholesale.
Holla. He's got the hookup.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny, man. That is funny. All righty. Well,
here's the thing, too. How come they never do a smash and grab on a fucking weed store? You would think that would be something you want to hit up. You
know, I think when they first started those dispensaries, I think they were getting robbed at a pretty regular basis.
Yeah.
Not really smash and grab, so to speak, but they were getting robbed, if I recall.
Hmm.
Out in Colorado and such, I believe.
Well, fuck, George, this is our last episode.
Yeah.
Here we are an hour into it. It went by quick.
It did, didn't it?
Went by fast.
It was actually fun this week, I guess because we haven't done it in so long. But
yeah.
For a while there, it started to me feel like a drain and all that. And like I said,
A little bit of grind.
I couldn't really focus on it much. And, you know, because I was always thinking of other things and just focused on other stuff. So, today was fun. I enjoyed it. I'm glad you came up. I'm glad we had a nice lunch.
Yeah. Well, I just want to tell our listeners that stuck with us, thank you all for being loyal listeners and sticking around and supporting us and giving us referrals. And, you know, our population did grow there for a little while. We plateaued off.
But also, be on the lookout for Chris's new podcast, either Chris's Corner or Vulture Culture. He hasn't decided yet.
Yeah.
You can still send something to 2 Men in a Shed, totally uncensored, at gmail.com. That's the number 2, not the word 2. That'll be the last time I ever say that. But you could give your thoughts on what he should name his podcast. And then make
sure
that
you out there.
Keep an eye out for it and download it whenever it comes out.
Another idea I want to do, too, I'm just going to send this out there as a little bit of promotional things, is that I do want to hear interaction from my listeners. And kind of do like Steve Harvey does. You know, here I have a problem with my boyfriend or girlfriend or husband, or I have a problem like that. And then I will give you a solution how you could solve this shit, or I'll have a guest on and we'll talk about possible solutions to everyday problems or just your specific problem. So,
like I said, I'll be on your podcast whenever you ask, and maybe down the road, who knows, if I come up with a good format or something I really want to talk about, maybe I'll get back into the picture on that. But right now I think I'm just going to leave that to you, and I'm just going to do other things. So,
all right, George the Lighthouse Smith. Here's cheers to our final episode and a good 2 years run at this.
We'll turn the light off. Yep.
All right.
So with that,
this is 2 Men in a Shed signing off.
All right, y'all have a great time, great week, and be on the lookout for Chris's new podcast. That's all I have to say. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.